Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. So line the one best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show.
Welcome to the show. And we're like an hour away from the NFL trade deadline being over. And we know that there was a big one today. Sauce Gardner goes to the Colts. Colts all in, as they should be, by the way. Two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. That's a big trade. Nothing from the Dolphins. I think they're still shopping. They're a piece or two away. So I'm sure they'll be acquiring someone in the next hour, one or two players, to push them over the hump and right into the wild card hunt. Crowder will be a little bit late today. He's in L.A., flew there this morning. Solana doing the show today. He was in Kendall with Zach Seeler this morning. You can check out the 104.3 WQAM Instagram page and see video. So that looked really cool. Zach Seeler, we did that contest here on the radio station, and Zach Seeler visited a elementary school in Kendall this morning. You were there. You introduced him. Looked like the kids and the teachers were all super excited. Looked like a fun event. I don't hear Solana at all. That doesn't seem that we don't hear you. I don't hear you. Solana doesn't seem to be broadcasting on the same thing that we're broadcasting on. Jimmy, do we know what's going on here?
I think so, but I'm working on it.
All right, working on it. And people are saying they hear him online, but I don't hear him at all at the radio studio. We'll get that situated. So yeah, you can check out 104.3 FM WQAM. On Instagram, and you will see the video. But Zach Seeler, a very good sport doing the contest with us, and it was very cool. The school was really receptive. It was a fourth grade class, and Zach Seeler was there, and Solana was there. Our sister station, Power 96, was there, and it was a very cool event this morning in Kendall. Solana was there doing it. He's working with Jimmy right now, trying to get everything situated so that we can actually hear Solana on the show. I don't understand what happened, Jimmy. It's not too long ago that we were all doing the show from home, but all of a sudden we've got things different. So the Heat won in L.A. last night, and I had Norman Powell over. It was over 19 and a half. We were thinking Norman Powell, little revenge game in L.A., and he did his thing. He scored 21, so we hit that. I did have the Cowboys last night. I thought the Cowboys were going to club the Cardinals, and that is not what happened. And you're watching that game. If you're a Dolphins fan and you're watching Jacoby Brissett move up and down that field against the Cowboys, you're thinking to yourself, is it just us? Are we cursed? Because we had Jacoby Brissett. Like, we've had decent backups, and it doesn't seem to work that way for us. But he kind of had his way with the Cowboys yesterday. And I know a lot of Dolphins owners probably think of the same thing. Like, man, could use somebody like that. All right, do we have Solana connected?
What's up, Hawk?
Hey, look at that. We got you connected. What happened, Jimmy? We were all broadcasting on remote for a while. You already lost your fastball?
No, the thing is, the volume was muted.
Ah. Yeah, well,
Hawk, the thing is, Solana's not in studio. That's on me to quadruple check everything that needs to go on behind the scene. That's on me, truthfully.
Well, nothing's going to bother Jimmy today, because when I walked in, he walked over to the free Halloween candy that everyone has dropped off. I'm not joking. He rifled through one of these pumpkins. He took every bag of M&Ms that was in there, about 15. So it was the equivalent, in the little bite size, it was the equivalent of a family size bag of M&Ms. And he has been eating them nonstop. Jimmy was fairly healthy when I got here. He's pre-diabetic right now. And by the trade deadline, he will be a full-blown diabetic.
Man, the way that Jimmy throws down that candy. Hawk, on Sunday night, you know, I had the Heat game Sunday night against the Lakers. I brought in to the studio all the candy I had from Halloween, because I had zero trick-or-treaters on Friday night. Zero. So I brought all the candy, because if not, I'll eat it. I'll get fat. I brought it in, and the next day, yesterday, we get to the studio, it's all gone.
All Jimmy?
The candy's gone. All Jimmy. Well, I think Jimmy got there extra early to throw down some of the candy, but this Hollywood in the morning, I mean, oh, you want to talk about pre-diabetic. I mean, Hollywood must have thrown down 18 pieces of candy per minute on the show.
Ridiculous. So tell us, because I do want to get to headlines, and we've got a loaded potato today. What was the Zach Seeler event like? Looked like the students were really into it.
Hawk, I was blown away. One, Zach Seeler, just an overall good dude, yeah. Man. Like, made sure to stay there, talk to all the kids, answer every single question from every kid, sign everybody's autograph, take pictures with everybody. And he genuinely just has a good story, right? Like, constantly overlooked, was a walk-on at university, was redshirted first 2 years. Like, this is a guy that, you know, I think anybody can relate to his story. And he talked about it, but just an awesome event. The kids were hyped up. Shout out to Kendall Lakes Elementary. They were very cool. They had all green and orange chairs and Dolphins logos decked out everywhere. It was truthfully an awesome event. And it seems like it went so well, maybe we'll do it again in the future. Another MVP experience. So if you missed out this time at nominating your school, you're going to see some behind the scenes footage in a couple days when we get it all up. It was overall just a really fun event.
Oh, look at that. Cowboys acquiring Quinnen Williams in a trade with the Jets. Jets are selling off in the way that Dolphins fans expected there would be a Dolphins sell-off. I'm very surprised. And listen, if I'm Champ Kelly, I want to maximize what I'm getting in return. I get that. I am very surprised only Jalen Phillips has been moved. Because
very surprised. You'd
think, okay, if they're going to let Chris Greer go, that means they're going to be very active, and they don't want it to be Chris Greer as the guy pulling the trigger on everything, because he's not going to be there. And if they weren't going to make any moves other than Jalen Phillips, then I question, you know, like, well, what was the rush there then? Well, I don't know, unless it really was mutual, and he was like, hey, I got to hit it. I got to get out of here. I can't spend any more time. Go ahead.
Did you see what they got for Sauce Gardner?
Yeah, two first-round picks.
two first-round picks and Adonai Mitchell, like, that's insane, man.
It's a really good haul, but it makes sense for the Jets. You're giving away a really good, young, talented cornerback. So, but the Colts are all in, as they should be, and the Jets are saying, hey, we need to recalibrate here. And so Sauce Gardner, gone. Quinnen Williams, gone. We'll keep an eye on it. We're about 50 minutes away from the deadline being completely over. The Heat won in L.A. I said I had the over on Norman Powell. Trade deadline, again, we'll monitor it. The Dolphins-Bills line for Sunday, you know, was 8 yesterday, became 8.5. It was 9 this morning, and now it's 9.5. Dolphins are 9.5-point dogs at home, and I think it's just going to go higher. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Josh Appel is going to join us today. We're going to talk some NFL with him. We've got another pair of Heat tickets, Heat and Cavs, at the Kaseya Center this coming Monday, November 10th. We've got a chance for you to win tickets every day this week. Let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
I don't know if you had seen this report that the Cowboys
somebody putting on the chat
for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Somebody putting on the chat, trade deadline is 4 p.m., not 3 p.m. I was under the impression it was 3, it's 4. So my bad, couple hours away.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. I've only been saying it every single day since last week, but no problem there.
I was waiting for Kazeel Cage to weigh in on the chat, and now I can confirm it's 4 p.m.
I don't know if you had seen this report that apparently, the Cowboys had some interest in trading for Minkah Fitzpatrick, but their number one priority was acquiring a pass rusher, and they just did it. They just acquired one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. So I don't know if that changes things for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Again, that was just one report, so who knows? But I'm with you, Hawk. Like, we're, what, less than 2 hours away now, an hour and 50 minutes away, and the Dolphins have made one move. So I don't know.
A little surprising to me, just because I figured, okay, if you're bringing in, if you're getting rid of Chris Greer, that means you want someone else to make consequential decisions. And if there was only one, and listen, maybe Champ Kelly goes to Stephen Ross and goes, everyone was lowballing us because they knew that we were, you know, sellers. And I'm not gonna give away the farm just because, you know, which is the prudent thing to do, I guess.
Armando Salguero tweets out, can just imagine Stephen Ross, who hates losing to Woody Johnson, is going to freak when he realizes the Jets just made a blockbuster trade deadline move like one he covets, and the Jets now have 4 first-round picks the next 2 drafts.
Wow.
That's how you tank, baby.
Well, I mean, listen, if you can stockpile first-round picks and you have a terrible team, it's the way to do it. Again, I'm not poo-pooing. You give up Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. Like, you really are saying restart. No one's not safe.
Right.
And I don't think the Dolphins have that particular attitude. Because if Sauce Gardner gets 2 first-rounders, like, realistically, what could Jalen Waddle get?
I think that a first would be like
massive to me, but I don't,
blowing you out of the water.
Yeah, I have a tough time believing he would command that.
Hmm. Yeah, certainly not like every first round pick is quality.
No,
it would
be very low.
Not,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, but I don't know. I mean, isn't this the way you're supposed to approach this type of situation? I'm not saying trade everybody for anything, but the reality is, like, I'm looking at Bradley Chubb. And he's not going to be on the team next season. His contract's not guaranteed. Even if the most you can get for Chubb is a 6-rounder, like, doesn't it, if you're going to lose him for nothing because his contract is not guaranteed, don't you just kind of have to do it?
I guess.
Like, just get whatever you can get for him.
I guess.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, like,
But the problem is he's attached to a salary, right? So if you're the Dolphins, you know that they're paying $6 million of Jalen Phillips' salary, which is essentially the entire thing. Are you going to do the same thing for Bradley Chubb? Because you've kind of set the precedent yesterday. What'd you get in exchange? A third-round pick for Phillips? I mean, are you going to pay part of Bradley Chubb's salary to get a sixth-round pick? Like, I mean,
well, no, you wouldn't have to. The Dolphins paid for the pick to be of higher value. Like, that's why they paid the salary. Okay, we'll pay $6 million against our money this year. It'll have zero ramifications for us next year, but we're getting a higher value pick at in the third round. Like, that was a strategy there. But the Dolphins are going to pay for a six-round pick for Bradley Chubb. I think a six-round pick for Bradley Chubb, there's a team in the NFL saying, hey, that's very valuable to us, even if we have to eat that cap space this season. I'm just saying, like, even for a guy like Minka, I just feel like the mentality should have been, let's just go get anything, something for these guys, because I'd rather have 2 6th or 2 7th round picks than not have either of these guys next year and lose them for nothing,
right,
when you're clearly in a rebuilding phase anyways.
But again, if you're rebuilding, to me, you've got to get some high picks. If you're just kind of getting rid of everybody and you added a couple threes or a six to the arsenal, like, what did you do?
What would you trade for me ahead of the trade deadline?
So you're talking about, like, radio wise?
Yeah, radio wise. What would you trade for me?
Trade for you.
Because what, Crowder is for sure a first rounder, right? Crowder.
Well, I'm thinking like actual radio stuff. Like, I would need for you a ring light and maybe like one of these microphone covers. A new one of these.
Okay. All right. That's it.
And I'll pay half. And I'll pay half your salary.
Hey, we're 17 minutes into the show, and we haven't shown love to the Miami Heat, who deserve it.
Big I did time twice. You weren't listening because you were trying to get connected with Jimmy, but I did twice.
The Heat beat the Clippers last night. How about Norman Powell gets his revenge win?
As I said, I had over 19.5 the Norman Powell game, 21.
Yes, sir. And the Heat are now above 500. Again, they're 4-3, and they will avoid going winless on this road trip. They got to play the Nuggets. They haven't beaten the Nuggets. I don't even know when's the last time they beat Denver in Denver in a regular season. So that's always a tough place to play. But either way, good win for the Heaters last night.
Yep, they will take that. You know what Josh Giddey is tonight, double-double?
Minus 150?
Minus 175.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
come on.
Priced us right out of the market.
Damn.
Is crazy.
It worth—
is no, I don't think so. I think you have to parlay that with something.
Well, Boozy over on points, right?
Hasn't so Boozy, yeah, through? But he's gone under the last two games. It's been stuck at 16.5. He's gone under the last two games. It's down to minus 105. I was almost thinking about like a Giddey Vooch double-double parlay.
Are the Knicks in action? Because we can bet Mikal Bridges over on rebounds.
Rebounds.
Again. We're 1-0. We're 1-0 there, baby.
And he had it the next game against the Bulls.
He did.
Yeah.
Nah, no Knicks in action. The Bulls play the Sixers tonight.
Yeah.
VJ Edgecombe over on points.
Has he done anything since the opener? I haven't followed them. I have no idea.
Yeah, he's been playing well.
Has he?
He's been balling. Yeah, him and Maxey, they're good. They're 5-1. A couple 5-1 teams tonight in the NBA.
I had no idea the Sixers were 5-1.
Yeah. Sixers have looked good. And that's without Joel Embiid, too.
How about he's playing tonight. How about Giddey, triple-double, is only plus 375. Like, that's great. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, Maxey tonight, triple-double, plus 3,000. Vooch, plus 3,000. Giddey plus 375. That's crazy.
That's insane, man.
Somebody puts on the chat, Hawk loves him some white Euro and Aussie NBA hoopers. I do, man. I saw, what is it? Lakers. What were they calling the Lakers? Because the Lakers tweeted out, one of the Lakers fans tweeted out something about Trace Leches, but then someone had a better nickname because they've got Luca. Who are the three white guys? It was Luca.
Dalton Connect, yeah. Maxi Kleba, Austin Reeves.
No, it was Reeves, Luca, and someone else.
Laravia?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Jake Laravia.
Yeah, he had like 25 last night, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But somebody had a funny nickname for them. It wasn't Showtime Lakers. It was some play off that. Yeah, Jake Laravia. I gotta find it. I'll find it.
Lakers are good, man. Hey, the Panthers play tonight, by the way. Just to wrap up headlines here, the Panthers start a 4-game road trip out west. They'll play the Anaheim Ducks tonight. Remember, they're coming off that win over the Stars in a shootout Saturday night. So, 1-4 for Los Panthers.
All right,
Hawk. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy. It's in the low 80s. Tonight, it'll be in the mid to low 70s. That is your weather.
All right, Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk a little NFL Dolphins trade deadline with him, so don't go anywhere. It is Josh Appel next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry, you're not. But I know McDonald's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Appel is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh Appel, play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. He will be on the call this coming Sunday for Lions and Commanders. Good little matchup there, although Commanders, I assume, will be without Jaden Daniels.
Literally half their roster's out.
His arm was going the other way. Not his throwing arm, though. So, theoretically, could play. Anyway, I want to get to the Dolphins. This is what I'm fascinated with. And I was talking to Crowder and Solana about this yesterday. How will they perform Sunday after all that's gone on since the firing of Chris Greer? It was a wild season to begin with. But now, like, we talked with Will Manso yesterday. He was at the facility. And I'm like, it has to be the strangest vibe if you're a player. The general manager's gone. You know that the organization has punted on the season. You know that that's like any thought of it being a successful season is over from the owner on down. You know that the head coach is probably on the chopping block, coaching for his job. Everyone can go. Like, what are you expecting Sunday from the Dolphins against the Bills? The line opened, by the way, Bills were 7.5-point favorites. They are now 9.5-point favorites on Sunday. I think it'll go higher than that. What are you expecting from the Dolphins? How can they possibly go out there and pretend like it's just another game?
I don't expect a lot from the Dolphins this weekend. But on the flip side, when you're going through this kind of transitional phase of the organization, there's only 32 teams that have 53 roster spots plus the practice squad. I have a feeling guys are still going to want to put good tape out there for themselves. And so I would hope that that would motivate them to, quote unquote, give it their all on Sunday. Not that they wouldn't try. But, you know, we've talked all season about, you know, aside from really Cleveland, that Mike McDaniel, to his credit, has done a good job of getting the guys to keep playing hard and be in these games. And I think now it's a real test. Because before it was just talk about, all right, this person can move and this person can move and this person could go. And so I would hope for the individual motivation of, hey, I have to play well and I have to put good tape out there because I want a job in the NFL next season. Maybe it's for this regime or maybe it's somewhere else. I would hope that's some kind of motivating factor. I don't know how much that'll matter. You can play hard and still get thumped. I think that's what's going to happen on Sunday.
Hey, Appel, you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit on the pregame show when you did it with me on Thursday, and we're kind of looking at the future of this team. And that was prior to knowing Greer would end up losing his job the next day. And we were talking about building blocks. What are the Dolphins' building blocks right now? Like, who can you point to definitively and say, okay, they have a guy here on this position group, and they have a guy here? Because I think, you know, Patrick Paul is up there, but I don't think anybody feels that way about the quarterback anymore.
Patrick Paul is a building block?
I think
you've got a bona fide left tackle. Like, yeah, that's right. Not easy to find. We know how hard that's been defined.
That is true.
Yeah, so maybe it stops there. I mean, I love Zach Sealer, but he hasn't had the best season. I don't know. I wonder who you point to and say, okay, the Dolphins, at the very least, you know, next season, whatever the coaching staff looks like, whatever the quarterback situation looks like, you're building with a new regime with these guys moving forward.
It's Patrick Paul. It's Devon Achane. It seems like it'll be Jaylen Waddle. And I would say, like, maybe Sealer and Jordan Brooks, and that's really about it. I don't know if you could say that about Chop Robinson right now, even though he was a first-round pick last year, because you just, number one, he hasn't played much because of who was in front of him, and number two, when he has been out there, he hasn't been all that noticeable. So I don't know if you can even consider Chop Robinson a building block. And it's so interesting because I think Will Manso alluded to this with you guys earlier this week. The Dolphins have to decide whether or not this is a full rebuild. Are they going to full ass this, or are they going to half ass this? Because I'm looking at what the Patriots have already done. They've moved past the Dolphins, and I'm looking at the Jets, who today traded Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner, and they're going to have 5 first round picks over the next 2 seasons, and they might not be done, and they could make more moves, whether that's at the end of the season clearing cap space or what have you. But we know that they gave up 2 bona fide, what we would consider, building blocks, who they've already extended in Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. And now they have 5 first-round picks going into next year. And if they utilize those well, great. So if you're the Dolphins, it made me think, oh, maybe you explore in the offseason what you can get for Devon Achane. Maybe you explore what you can get for Jaylen Waddle and see if you can do that. Because if you're going to keep trying to stick Band-Aids on this thing, if the Jets use those 5 draft picks and hit on 3 of those players, the Jets could be lapping you again too. So the Dolphins have to figure out, are they going to full-ass this, or are they going to half-ass this rebuild? And just, oh, well, we'll get rid of the general manager, but Mike McDaniel's going to stay another season.
Well, do you think that was a mistake? There's been a lot of debate about that, where you go, okay, you got rid of the general manager, the head coach is still there. What is that message? That seems to be a mixed message, because those two guys were kind of connected through all of this. It's not like they were hired at the same time, but they're kind of connected. Was that a mistake to get rid of one and not the other?
I think if they go into next season and a new general manager, and the new general manager is inheriting Mike McDaniel, I think that's a mistake. I'm looking around the league and I see what Tennessee has gone through in the last 3 or 4 seasons. They have basically alternated firing their general manager and their head coach, and they're a dumpster fire. Now, granted, maybe this general manager who's going to hire a new coach is going to have all that cap space to build around Cam Ward. Maybe that works out. But that type of instability, that doesn't create a very good environment in the building, I would say. Maybe the selling point for whatever general manager is coming in is going to be like, hey, 2026 is a wash anyways. We're going to have to pay Mike McDaniel anyways. So what's the worst that happens? Maybe Mike McDaniel figures it out with whoever the quarterback is next year, and you keep it rolling with him, or you do what you were going to do anyways after this season and get rid of Mike McDaniel, and then you have all this cap space cleared up for 2027, and then you go for it with, like, full on in the rebuild then. I don't know. I part of me wonders if, you know, Stephen Ross is looking at this like, well, I'm already paying Mike McDaniel. I just extended him relatively recently. Who are the interim head coach options right now on the team? Anthony Weaver and Daryl Bevel. Like, at that point, what is the point, right? You might as well, unless it gets really, really bad, which it hasn't. They've been losing, but it hasn't been, you know, not losing by 40 every week. you just ride this out and you go to the end of the season. I don't think like it makes a difference now versus like you don't want Chris Greer. We talked about this on last week's show, and I think we talked about it on Thursday, Solana, where like you really want to have a GM leading the trade deadline that's not going to be here after this season. And so from that standpoint, it makes sense to get rid of Chris Greer when they did. For the head coach, I don't think it really matters that much, especially when the season's over.
I guess the way you lay it out there, which is you don't really have a great head coach in waiting. There's no one that's, everyone has said Anthony Weaver, but it's like, hey, look at the defense. Like, is there going to be, you know, balloons flying around South Florida because Anthony Weaver takes over the team? Who disappointed you most this season? We're at the halfway point. Who, if you had to pinpoint your most disappointing player, I guess you can throw the coach and the general manager in there as well. Like, who disappointed you the most when it comes to the Dolphins this season so far?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Individually, I don't think there's any question it's Tua Tagovailoa. Like, it starts and stops there. Obviously, the defense as a whole has been less than desired, I would say. But I think in the back of our minds, even though, Hawk, you and I tried to convince ourselves otherwise, I think when there was so much uncertainty, for lack of a better term, in the secondary, and you see what it looks like this year. Now, granted, Rasul Douglas has been fine, but, I mean, they have two wins. I think
that's what one fine person in the secondary gets you.
Right. And like Minka on paper is supposed to be a good player, but like they haven't really done anything. But it starts and stops with Tua Tagovailoa, because all offseason he's been trying to reemerge as this leader guy. And I'm going to put my foot down finally going into year 6 in the NFL. We had the thing at the end of last season with Tyreek Hill, and we're squashing that. Now I'm going to show publicly that I'm the leader of this team. And then we get into the season, and you see all the same issues that have been coming for this team in the past.
Even worse.
Right. Exactly. And now he's making more problems for himself at the podium in every single press conference. Every time he steps in front of a microphone, his play has left a lot to be desired. I just think that above all else, it always starts with the quarterback. And for that reason, for me, he has been the most disappointing part of this season, because across the board, he just is a shell of himself.
What option do you like best in terms of forging ahead with or without Tua Tagovailoa? We went through them yesterday. I know you read the Ian Rappaport report where he's just going through the various options, the various avenues for the Dolphins to either eat, you know, $10 billion in cap space next season to get out of his contract, maybe use him as a bridge quarterback. Maybe you try to trade him and you have to eat some of the salary in a trade. Like, what do you think is the most glaring option for the Dolphins? Because it sounds to me, Appel, like you've kind of kicked the bucket on Tua as the franchise quarterback, clearly, evidently. So what is the best? what's the best option here in your mind?
I think that there isn't really a bad option here, because you're looking, in my opinion, 2026 is already, you're already trying to look past 2026 with their cap situation. I know they can massage that a little bit, but by doing that, you're going to get rid of whatever quote unquote talent that they have here already that's making decent money. So if they have to eat the money post June 1st, okay. I don't know if that's really plausible. I think maybe what would be better for Miami is a trade, but drafting a quarterback in the first round, you don't have to rush whoever you take. Say it's Mendoza and he falls to you at 2, 3, or 4, wherever the Dolphins end up. you don't have to rush him to start week one. You have Tua Tagovailoa, who at the very least can get you through whatever handful of games it is before, all right, now it's time to put Mendoza in. Because you, I was thinking about this. I had Green Bay over the weekend, as you might have heard on this very radio station. And Jordan Love sat behind Aaron Rodgers before he took over as the starter. Carolina Panthers, they threw Bryce Young right into the fire. It seems like, especially when you look at some of these reclamation projects around the league, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, and the like, maybe rushing a guy into play in a bad situation right away is not advantageous for that player's development and your organization as a whole. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing if they keep Tua for that final year before they can get out of it without the penalty of the money, the dead money, and let a first-round quarterback sit behind him, whether that's a half a season or a full season, whatever it may be. I think that would be the best move. I think the least likely is them just cutting him post-June 1. I think there is a team, though, that thinks they're like a Tua type away from competing. I don't know why, but maybe there is. That would give up a mid to late round pick and eat some of that money for you, and the Dolphins can get out of it that way.
Real quick, I was gonna say, I mean, it's amazing that we're at the point of discussing, you know, whether to trade or cut Tua when it feels like he was just shouting, "Show me the money!"
A bummer
training camp. Yeah, no, it's totally a bummer. But that's where we're at. Is this one of the biggest disasters in South Florida sports? Based on expectations going into the season and what the season has turned out to be, because this isn't just a losing season. This is an epically bad, disastrous season.
The only one that really comes to mind that I can remember that had as much anticipation as the last few years have had was the offseason that they signed Dante Culpepper.
Mm.
And he was Madden cover, and there was all the hype. And I remember being a wee little lad thinking, all right, the Dolphins finally have their superstar quarterback. And he destroys his knee very early on. And we saw basically how that happened. To make matters worse, now if the Dolphins trade to a Tagovailoa and he comes back to Miami the way that Dante Culpepper did that one week with the Raiders and stuck it to them, that would really be...
I mean, he figured out how to use his leg for like one more game, and it was just against the Dolphins. But I do think that there is, you know, when you said there's a team out there that would look at Tua and say, yeah, we can use him for something, there are teams that will look at him like a Sam Darnold. Geno Smith resurrected his career going somewhere else. Baker Mayfield, like you said, resurrected his career going somewhere else. So there are teams who are looking at that as their methodology to get over the hump, without question.
And outside of that, I mean, the Jets gave Justin Fields over $20 million to play this year. That's Justin Fields.
Right. They looked at him and said, yeah. No. We can turn him into what we thought he was going to be coming out of college.
We saw him go 5-2 or whatever it was before he was benched in Pittsburgh last year. If we can be okay on defense, maybe we'll be in every game and he makes one play or two plays per game with his athleticism that'll help us win games. Obviously, it hasn't worked out well for them, but there's definitely some kind of team out there. I'm with you. I know I brought the point initially, but I think there's a team out there
100%.
That'll certainly.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question take a shot on there. It. Yeah, Josh Appel, have a good call this week. Where's the game? Washington or Detroit?
It's in Washington at beautiful FedEx Field.
Ah, very nice. What are you?
It's the worst
get?
Broadcast booth in the league.
You gonna go to Philomena while you're in DC?
Well, the stadium's actually in Landover, Maryland.
You gonna get some crab cakes?
Probably.
Probably. That's good stuff. All right. See you, Josh.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. And my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.